Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Save Indigenous History, an activity book for children, is part activity book, part coloring book that teaches kids about archaeology, Native American history and culture, and how to protect cultural sites. One of the artists featured in the book is Derek Gonzalez, who is Tana Odom and Pasqua Yaki, and he joins us now along with Ashley Thompson, who is Director of Tribal Collaboration in Research and Education at Archaeology Southwest, and she's a tribal citizen of the Red Lake Ojibwe. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So, Ashley, let's start with you. I'd love you to tell me more about this book and why you want to teach kids about archaeology and protecting and respecting Native American heritage sites through an activity book.
Sure. Yeah, the book is for third through sixth graders. And we created it in order to teach the younger generation about Indigenous cultural heritage and archaeology. Our goal of the book is to cultivate respect and stewardship for these places and for these artifacts.
Yeah, and you know what I loved about it is there are so many fun activities in there, from kind of mazes and dot to dots and like fill in the word and find the word, you know, all the things that come with a fun activity book, but it's just so beautifully laced with Native American stories and culture and pushing children to go and find out their own culture. I wonder if pride in culture was something you were trying to get at with this.
I would say so. From my perspective, it's really important that Indigenous people share their own perspectives about their own culture. And I think that came through the stories and the activities and especially the artwork.
And I'm coming to you in one moment, Derek, but one of the things I loved was that there was one activity that said, go and ask an elder about their story and your own history and then draw that. And there's a big box to draw it. And I just felt like, what a fun way, but what a great way to really push art and culture together.
Absolutely. The oral tradition is really important to Native cultures. And through that short activity, we were hoping to teach children about intergenerational knowledge transfer and how to show elements of their own culture.
So, Derek, you're one of the artists who contributed to this book. Talk about the important place art has in Native American cultures.
The kids can learn about the history and culture through art. When somebody sees a basket or pottery or drawings, they are representing their culture and cultural techniques, whether it's planting, gathering, hunting, or just coming together to share stories and songs and dancing.
And I wondered, Derek, how you came to art. Were you a child when you first realized that you loved art?
Yes, I was young when I really gravitated towards art, and the things that pulled me even closer was when I went to ceremonial practices and we did traditional games or learned about it in school on the res. And so art doesn't just have to be drawing. It could be growing, cooking, doing pottery and baskets.
I also feel like pride in one's culture is really embedded in this. And I wonder, you know, if you, Ashley, or you, Derek, did you grow up or was there a point in your life where you, I don't know, didn't feel proud or thought you had to hide your cultural heritage and perhaps wished you had something like this coloring activity book?
Yes, for me, I grew up away from my community and away from the lands where we come from around the Great Lakes region. So I felt pretty different growing up, and I didn't have a lot of literature or media that represented Indigenous people in a positive way and in a contemporary way. So for this project, it's really neat to see both the past and the present embedded in this book for children. So hopefully they can have a sense of pride about their cultures and have that representation.
And one of the things you focus on is protecting cultural heritage sites, preventing looting and vandalism. How big a problem is that still today, Ashley?
Yes, that is a huge issue that my team works on. Looting and vandalism of archaeological sites has been going on actually since the pilgrims arrived, and they looted indigenous burials in order to get the seeds and other food stored in those burials, and continues into the present day. Unfortunately, a lot of these sites aren't monitored regularly just because public and tribal lands are so vast. There's not the infrastructure to be monitoring every site all of the time. And unfortunately, there is a market for indigenous cultural artifacts that drives looting. And then vandalism is another issue. People spray painting petroglyphs or driving over sites, knocking over structures, all of those things damage important cultural places.
And why then, you know, make the connection for us, teaching kids about that at such a young age, what do you hope they take away from that? Do they become the protectors of these sites, or is it just to know that that shouldn't be happening?
I think both. It's really important that people understand that looting and vandalism are not victimless crimes, that Native people continue to hold important spiritual and cultural connections to these archaeological sites. So it's our hope that children will learn that these places are connected to contemporary Indigenous people, and that by respectfully visiting and engaging with these places, that we can help tackle this issue of archaeological resource crime.
And you have a young child, Derek. Are you using art to help her learn her culture and history?
Yes, I currently started going back to school for my science and life science associate's degree. And so I'm learning science, and I'm also still creating art, which is representing our culture of games, plant life, the animal life. And she joins me right along with it, wants to get in the markers and starts drawing all over the paper. She also wants to sit in on the Zoom classes when I have them. And so
I love it.
It's really beautiful.
Well, I want to thank you both for being with us. Derek Gonzalez is an artist who contributed to Save Indigenous History, an activity book for children. And that is a free download. It's a great activity book. You can print it out. We will have a link at our website, hereandnow.org. Also, Ashley Thompson is the Director of Tribal Collaboration in Research and Education at Archaeology Southwest. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.